Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today we are broadcasting from Las Vegas.
Yes.
When I say we, it's because Scott Duffy is here, author of Breakthrough, founder of Breakthrough, and Scott Duffy International, and Scott Duffy owns the world. I don't know what you're doing these days, man, but you're taking over. You got all these breakthrough masterminds going on.
You are
Everybody's
so funny.
Everybody's getting involved.
You are so funny. No, this is the perfect time for a breakthrough. It's the beginning of the year, right? This is when people are out there thinking about how they're going to not only improve themselves, but their businesses and really take things on for 2020. So that's what we're all about, is traveling around the country. I've been speaking a whole heck of a lot. We've been doing events all over the country, masterminds, teaching people how to break through not only in their lives, but also in their businesses.
Well, the two are so, they're so sewn together in the fabric of our life, business and our life. You really have to make sure that you do have certain breakthroughs so that you can get rid of some of those old bad habits that maybe you're great in business, but your bad habits are screwing up your life. Maybe you're great at life, but your bad habits are screwing up your business. So you got to learn how to kind of have an aha moment. And that's, I think, what you guys are doing, as I've been to some of the Breakthrough Masterminds, which are fantastic, by the way.
Yeah.
One coming up.
We have one coming up February 4th to 7th.
Park City, Utah.
With the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
I had to miss the other one because, as you know, I was on an operating table.
You were.
But it's all right. Gallbladder didn't need that thing anyway. So here we are in Las Vegas at Consumer Electronics Show, CES.
Yeah.
And I've been stuck here in the broadcast booth, tower number 4, if you want to come by and say hi if you're here. Too late. It's already over because we taped this during the week. But I know you've seen some fun stuff. Maybe just for the heck of it, what have you seen that just blew you away?
Well, if you haven't been to CES, I mean, this is amazing, and you got to make it your mission to get here next year. So whether it's the bigger companies like LG, have you seen the LG?
I've seen nothing.
You've seen nothing. LG has got the most amazing display I think I have ever seen of high-definition video and their new product. It's just incredible. So you've got these bigger companies like LG and Nikon, and then you meet entrepreneurs who are so passionate about what it is that they're doing. And they're so passionate about changing the world, you know, but their companies are younger. And they range, you know, from, you know, companies that are helping you to with your devices to live stream, all the way to med tech companies that teach you how to meditate better and more efficiently.
I know, pretty wild, right?
I mean,
this world is changing at such a rapid pace. I believe I saw you playing ping pong against a robot.
That was the best part. So your booth is in my favorite part of this whole event.
Kind of the gaming area, is that what this is?
We got robotics, artificial intelligence, VR, and gaming.
Is that artificial insemination?
Intelligence.
Something different. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Omron has an incredible booth with a robot that they built that is intended to teach you how to play ping pong. So I got in.
And are you any good at ping pong?
I suck at ping pong. After playing with Omron, maybe I'm a little bit better.
Yeah.
But this robot was just incredible because it not only was teaching you how to play better, but it was measuring in real time everything from your eye movements to your rate of blinking to your heart rate and learning how to beat you.
Well, I will tell you, I beat that computer because I happen to I happen to be a very good ping pong player, but I did. But I will tell you, it was amazing how good that machine was.
Yeah.
And how fast it is. But what's great about this is that these all start out as little ideas inside the head of some entrepreneur. You know what I mean? Or an intrapreneur inside of a company that just goes to his boss and goes, I got this great idea. And some great boss goes, let's run with it. You know what I mean?
Well,
it's so important.
I just can't get this idea of you playing ping pong out of my head.
Yeah, well, you wait. Let's play. There's only a few people that have ever beaten me, and I will tell you that that machine didn't do it. But I got to say, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing what they can do with robots these days.
It is. It is incredible. The future's here. My kids were watching Minority Report, and I remember when Minority Report with Tom Cruise came out, and he was using the handheld and the screens and stuff like that.
Like giant touchscreen with his hands,
That was it.
Yeah.
And I said to my daughter, Lexi, I said, man, when I saw this movie, it was like, this was the future. And she said, Dad, it's just a big iPad.
That's right. She was smarter than you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Kids, you know, out of the mouths of babes, right?
That's right.
All right, brother. Listen, good seeing you. Congratulations on the book, Breakthrough, which you guys can find.
Amazon.com.
Amazon.
Barnes & Noble, your favorite retailer.
Find Scott. And you got something new going on. Are you able to talk about it?
Can't talk about it yet.
Oh, he's got to sign the papers. Big stuff coming from Scott Duffy. Awesome, brother.
Good to see you.
Breakthrough Mastermind. Go to ScottDuffy.com.
ScottDuffy.com/mastermind.
If you're interested in changing your life, I'll be there.
I know you will.
February in Park City, Utah. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Be right back from the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah. Finally, someone let me out of my cage.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Well, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor today in Las Vegas and having a great time here talking to some entrepreneurs. And Andrew Rosso walks by, internet and tech attorney, founder of Cyberbyte, who I had him on last year. So, Andrew, what is going on with Cyberbyte? Tell the world about Cyberbyte and what you do and everything, and then give us the update of the year.
Sure. Well, Alan, thank you so much for having me back. I love Entrepreneur Weekly, and I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
So, because of you and this show last year, you put Cyberbyte on the map, and for that, I thank you. For those who don't know, Cyberbyte is an anti-cyberbullying movement I created about 4 years ago. It is now trademarked as of last year.
Congratulations.
Thank you very, very much. It's been exciting. And the goal of it is to really bring Silicon Valley and Hollywood closer to the average consumer, fan, the average individual. And the goal is to really get rid of this hatred in the digital world. Poor digital hygiene. So what I've done is found a way to say all of these celebrities that fans idolize and drool over, what if they looked and saw these personal messages their favorite idols would record about good digital hygiene, their tips about standing up against bullying, and maybe a personal experience they have had. So that was the Cyberbyte movement.
Where did it come from again? Remind me. I know that you had some bullying on your side, but you're a young guy. And you're an attorney, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
In a great field with the internet and tech. Of course, here we are at CES.
Absolutely.
But give us the genesis of where it all started with you again. Because, I mean, people can go check it out on the website, which you'll give at the end. But tell that story again.
Well, sure. Well, I promise I won't throw you under the bus and say you were the inspiration for it. I'm just
okay,
kidding, Alan.
Yeah, right.
Just kidding, Alan. You know, I grew up with technology. I was growing up around 12, 13 years old. I was a smaller guy in the room. You know, I had friends, but I didn't know the difference between a joke and when somebody was taking something too far. And it put me in a scenario a long time ago where I felt helpless, alone, and didn't have options. And I promised myself from that moment forward, I would never allow myself to go through that, and I would never let somebody else go through that if I had the ability to be there. And that was the inspiration.
Well, hats off to you, brother. Where did the name Cyberbyte come from?
Great question. So, cybersecurity, computer byte. I found a way to really put these two words together of bringing you the latest cyber news, news bytes, cyber bytes. And I found this word, it worked, it's trademarked, and Cyberbyte is now the brand of my cybersecurity news that is dumbed down for the average millennial, for the digital immigrant who doesn't understand the tech lingo.
Which is most of us, just so you know.
That's okay.
Because people get in these little niches, you know, they fall into the groove and they get really good at one little thing, but, you know, one inch to the left or one inch to the right, they haven't got a clue.
No.
It's like their knowledge is one inch deep. Or no, what do they say? It's one inch wide and a mile deep.
Right.
Right? And so there is nobody that has all the answers.
No.
So that's why you have a gathering place where people can exchange information, news, and ideas and thoughts like this. I think it's great.
Thank you. And what a better place to do this than at CES here in Las Vegas, where
exactly.
We all are learning from each other.
So give us an example of Cyberbyte, what's on the site, just a walkthrough real quick.
Sure. So Cyberbyte started word of mouth and launched through a Twitter hashtag in now lies on two different platforms, YouTube and the Kinect TV network. And recently, in terms of updates, Chris Hansen from How to Catch a Predator joined.
Yeah.
Jamie Lynn Sigler with The Sopranos.
Wow.
Joined. We got some old Disney Channel stars that I grew up with, like Ryan Merriman, that joined. So we've had a lot of individuals that I've grown up with, watched, looked up to, that have really taken this movement on and really shared that message to fans. And I've had fans reach out to me just to say thank you so much. Like, these are humans. They're not just people walking up and down the red carpet.
Well, and I know that I was talking about the Shark Tank and the original shark, Kevin Harrington. You do some work with him, so it was actually apropos that I brought that up.
Absolutely. And, you know, Kevin Harrington and Steve Mandel and the entire Harrington group are a great group of guys. They've been wonderful to me, and I love working with them.
All right, before we go, you're walking around here, the coolest thing that you have seen, what is it?
Coolest, but probably useless at this point in time. It is your Charmin toilet paper on the go. Their motto is, your number two is our number one priority, and it is on this little robot, and it just follows you around via Bluetooth.
This is like a new twist on Can You Spare a Square from Seinfeld.
Oh,
right?
I'll tell you, the video does not do it justice.
All right, you're great. Andrew Rosso, CyberByte. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So I'm sitting here in Las Vegas, and the Consumer Electronics Show. This event is so epic. There's no words for it. I mean, there's car companies making cities, electronics companies like Sony starting to make cars, and there are no bounds anymore. There's no boundaries. It's like everybody's crossing over into each other's territory. That's what I'm trying to say. And it's bizarre. So I'm trying to talk about, you know, a big mix of things, but there is no way that you can really grasp what the Consumer Electronics Show is about these days. It isn't just TVs and stereos like it kind of used to be, you know, in glorified toasters. Now there's little robots like, you know, kind of like we would see in the Jetsons that will bring you a roll of toilet paper. So it's endless. You know, that puts a new twist on Can You Spare a Square? Anyway, Ryan Hurd is joining us right now, Caregiver Smart Solutions. And for those who listen to this show, know that for the last couple of years, I've been dealing with my elderly parents. My dad's going to be 92 in a couple of weeks, and my mom is going to be 89. And I'm the guardian. So, Ryan, you picked the right guy to talk to because I've been living in this world of being a caregiver. They actually lived with me for a little while. I've had to deal with 24-hour caregivers. I was trying to figure out what is the solution. And, of course, solution is in your company's name. What do you guys do?
Caregiver Smart Solutions, what we're doing is we're answering that fundamental question, which is, how are they doing? How is your loved one doing? You know, we're trying to enable them to live home longer while reducing your stress because, as you know, being a caregiver, it's stressful, it's isolating, and it's time consuming.
Well, and it can even be dangerous because, you know, there's a lot of psychological stuff that goes on, too, with medications. You can mismedicate
Absolutely.
Them, and they can overdose themselves by accident. They get forgetful. You get forgetful.
Absolutely.
Did I give him his meds? Oh, my gosh, I forgot to mark it down. I mean, when you're not a professional caregiver, all of a sudden, you got another person's life in your hands.
100%.
And when you have two parents like I did, it was double. So what is it you guys do? Let them age in place. I see one box you have here.
Yeah, well, let me start with telling you what we are not.
Okay.
We're not a camera, right? You don't want a camera in your house. Neither does your mom or your grandma or your aging loved one. We're not trying to change their habits. Have you ever tried to change the habit of an 80-year-old?
Yes, I have, and it doesn't work.
It's not going to happen.
An 85-year-old and a 90-year-old, and now going to be, but it, yes, it doesn't
it's
work.
It's not going to happen.
No.
And number three, we're not a wearable, because the reality is that's great technology. As you said before, we are actually in the Super Bowl of technology, but they're not wearing their wearables.
No, they don't. My dad would set his off just to mess with me, you know?
Exactly. So let me tell you what we are. We are tiny, non-obtrusive sensors that are placed discreetly around the home. And what we're doing is we are looking at your loved one's habits because we believe your habit is an indicator of your health. For example, let's say mom gets up twice a night to go to the bathroom, and that's her habit. Fine, you get that proverbial green check mark. Everything's okay. But if she gets up five times over the night for three nights in a row, well, something's wrong, and that could be a urinary tract infection.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a small part of what we're doing.
I deal with dual urinary tract infections. My dad will get one, then my mom will get one. How does that happen?
What's going on? And I don't want to know, actually.
No, I mean, but the reality is that it happens, and right now I've got them in two separate elder care facilities for different things that they're going through.
It's hard getting old.
Yeah, and it's funny because some younger people may be hearing this going, what the living hell? Well, this is a fact of life, people.
Yeah.
We're going to live longer, which means we need more things like this. So you're watching these sensors, you're getting a note on your iPhone. How does it work? How am I learning from these sensors?
Well, first, the sensors learn. So we're using all the fancy things like machine learning and AI. So the machine learning, think of that as that big record button. So the system goes in, and for the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're looking at the habits, and we've got that down through machine learning. And then from there, we know what your habits or your loved one's habits are, and that's where we add AI on top. So with a simple look at the app, you know that everything is okay. And if something's amiss, you will know as well. So if something's outside of that, for example, let's say mom's habit is that she sleeps 6, 7, 8 hours a night, and that's pretty much what we're supposed to get. So let's say she gets up at 6:30-ish on average. Well, if it's now 7:15, you'll get that push notification, that yellow concern that, you know, mom's not out, but it's not necessarily a problem. But if all of a sudden it's 8:30, I'm going to be sending you information to say, hey, call mom. Now, nothing might be wrong with her.
And this is programmed in?
Yeah, this is all in the intelligence in the system.
So it's artificial intelligence.
Yes.
But it all starts with data that you guys have put in there in advance.
Correct.
Certain parameters and things like that. If somebody falls, is there a way to know if they fall? I mean, these are,
yes. In our Deluxe Plus kit, we have sleep quality detection as well as fall detection. So that's where we're knowing things like within 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, hour plus, we'll know that something's amiss.
Okay, because enough sensors haven't seen them moving around in the house,
correct,
things like that. So what is the expense of something like this?
So we have three kits. We have the basic kit, we have Deluxe and Deluxe Plus. It starts at $99, $199, and $299. Now it does come with a monitoring fee. And that is $29, $39, and $49 respectively.
Okay. So the idea is put the monitors in the house, have a low dollar entry level for this kind of being conscious of where your parents are.
Right.
And this is probably that last thing to where you're able to let them age in place, as your box says. And I think it's a great solution for a small amount of money for people to have some kind of awareness and consciousness of their parents,
right,
or loved ones in a situation, time like this.
With a simple look at the app, you'll know everything is okay. And if something's amiss, you'll know too.
Yeah, well, it's awesome. All right, where can people find it?
You can find us at caregiversmartsolutions.com.
So think of the word caregiver and then the answer to that problem you're having, which is you need some smart solutions. Caregiversmartsolutions.com. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. From the Las Vegas Convention Center, the Consumer Electronics Show. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. Well, our next guest up is a very interesting person. His name is Richard Rossi. He's one of the best connectors out there and founder of Envision EMI. Now, he sold that. It was the world's largest producer of life success and career programs for high-achieving students. So Richard Rossi 1.0 dealt with young people. Richard Rossi 2.0 now wants us to live longer, be stronger. And he's going to talk to us about biohacking our bodies for a dramatically extended lifespan. And first of all, I'm the guardian for my mom and dad, who are almost 90, and my dad's going to be 92 in April. And so believe me, I'm watching, kind of, I'm dealing with my future every day. And now, again, Richard Rossi 2.0 is launching Da Vinci 50. And it's a mastermind series and coaching series that is beginning in April. Richard, welcome to the show. Maybe you could give the world a little taste of what Da Vinci 50 is going to be all about.
The whole idea of Da Vinci 50 is basically to help me, Richard Rossi, be coached for the rest of my life by the biggest names in the world in science and in medicine, because I want to achieve something that I've called super aging. And super aging is biohacking our bodies, my body, to slow down the aging process and live dramatically longer, but do it with energy, do it without disease, do it with physical limitation, without physical limitations, and without mental decline. And here's the problem. To get these incredible brains all together on a regular basis, I can't afford to do that. So I said, well, how am I going to make it happen? And I decided, let me put a bunch of incredible people together, create a mastermind, and then we can all share the cost and do it together.
You know, it's interesting because I have had this conversation with a man named Dave Asprey, Bulletproof Coffee. I went fishing with him in Alaska twice now in the last 2 years for a week. And when you are on a boat in the middle of Alaska with Dave Asprey and he starts talking to you about biohacking and about how he wants to live to be 180 years old, I go, you're crazy, Dave. But the more he talks, the more you go, maybe he's not. I mean, listen, this is a crazy new world that we're living in. And I noticed, I just went to your website, thedavinci50.com, and I noticed right up here, have you ever thought, even for a moment, I'm running out of time? Hell yes, I'm 60. I have thought, wow. And I know that, of course, you, Richard, you're thinking the same thing. You're a couple years older than me. But we get to this point where we go, what can I do to live longer, be stronger, be wiser, be smarter, be better in every way, shape, and form? And it sounds to me like the Da Vinci 50 is going to be a great series. I'd love to get involved. I mean, I know one of your guys, the very first guy, as I scroll down, I go, Dave, we went fishing together.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, for those of us that are actually enjoying life and feel blessed to be here, why wouldn't we want more runway? Why wouldn't we want more time to create value in the world for whatever we're doing, but also for our kids, for our grandkids? I mean, we have a valuable role to play. Plus, we can have a good time. What's wrong with that?
No, I agree. Why do you think this is going to be so important to entrepreneurs? I mean, I kind of get it, but I'd love to get your take on it.
I really think it's because entrepreneurs are what makes the world go round. And they are the ones that are creating the value. They are the ones that are solving the big problems. And they're the ones, honestly, that are, for the most part, making the world a better place for our kids and their kids. And we need them around. And I mean, look, I got a lovely note from the Social Security Administration a few months ago telling me that since I'd reached 65, I was going to die on average at 83. That gives me 18 more years. And I'm thinking, I'm not that smart. I haven't gotten that much wisdom yet. And by 83, maybe I'll have a little more. I'd like to be able to stick around, and as I get wiser, be able to use it to make a difference in the world. And I think entrepreneurs should do the same thing.
I agree. So your Da Vinci 50 is, you're calling it a mastermind series. I know what a mastermind is. Is yours going to be like a mastermind, or will it be different in some way that people would be, you know, interested in going to this for more than just this super aging? I notice you have trademarked, by the way. This to me seems very interesting. You've kind of broken from the norm, I think, what I've been told.
Well, there's one huge difference. In most masterminds, in most coaching programs, the person who hosts it is the so-called guru,
right. Is
the grandmaster. I am not. I am the host. I am someone that's incredibly good at putting genius together with high achievers and making sure that everyone has an incredible experience where they come out feeling like they got way more than they expected, that they have integrated all their information, they have more confidence, they have more direction, they have more capabilities. But I'm not the grandmaster. I bring in the grandmasters. I'm what I would think of as like the number one student. Oh. I'm going to be at the front of the class. So the Grand Masters can do something I can't do, which is bring this incredible up-to-the-second information into the room. And quite frankly, I can do something they can't do, which is create a magical experience.
Well, and as they say, the teacher is the student. And in this case, you really will be the student because you're just bringing in other teachers. I think this is great. All right, hold tight. I want to take a little commercial break here after because I'm going to get run over. It's a national radio show and podcast. Talking with Richard Rossi 2.0, Rossi 2.0, Da Vinci 50. You can find it on the web. I'm looking at it right now. TheDaVinci50.com. Very interesting stuff. We're going to find out what he means by super aging and how maybe you can achieve that as an entrepreneur or just an average everyday Joe. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. But not for long, the future is coming on,
it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on, it's coming on. Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
Well, you're listening to, of course, Entrepreneur Weekly, Entrepreneur Magazine on newsstands everywhere. Thank you for joining us. Are you interested in living longer? This, of course, the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane. We live in the fast lane, and all of a sudden one day we wake up and we go, OMG. I don't have much time left. I better figure out what to do. You look at your family and you go, wow, dad died at 65, mom died at 70, Uncle Jimmy died at 57. You know, it's just like some people are living in the fast lane, dying sooner. Others are being thoughtful and mindful of living a good long life, super aging, as Richard Rossi calls it. The Da Vinci 50. .com on the web. You can find out about this newfangled mastermind coaching program. So, Richard, do me a favor. Super aging, you trademarked that. So you must really, really have something big going on behind that word.
I absolutely do. The first thing that all of your listeners have to believe is they have to make that leap of faith and believe that living a dramatically longer life is possible. And let's face it, you have every reason to be skeptical. We've been around 70, 75,000 years, 108, 110 billion people, and no one's pulled it off yet unless you take the Old Testament literally.
Right.
And what I'm saying to all of you is that this is a moment in time that we're going to look back at the future and say, this is where it happened. This is the moment where medicine made the big breakthrough, where science finally figured out how we can extend healthy human life another 20, 40 plus years. And when you think about it, it's not that hard to believe. We've done it before. It used to be we lived into our late 30s or 50s. And only in the last 100 years are we now in our 70s and early 80s. So to me, super aging is impacting our bodies, biohacking our bodies to slow down the aging process so we have boundless energy, so we have a dramatically longer lifespan. But the critical part is we want that longer lifespan without disease, physical limitation, or mental decline. And what I'm here to say today is it is now possible with emerging science, and what's coming in the next 2 to 5 years is jaw-dropping because everything's increasing exponentially now.
All right, let's talk about biohacking. And I think that, you know, everybody's heard of a hacker, somebody that can hack into your computer. They can break in and find out your information. When you talk about biohacking, and since I've talked with Dave Asprey from Bulletproof, I get it. But I want us to spend at least a minute explaining to the world what biohacking is.
Well, Dave is the man, right? He's the Yoda, the father of biohacking. His name is actually in the dictionary with that word.
And what
is
Yoda?
In essence, yes, it absolutely is in Webster's dictionary. And what biohacking is it's simply impacting the body, and it could be through food, through drugs, through other things, in order to affect our biology in a way we want to affect it, doing it in a proactive manner, not just when we become ill.
What kind of person are you looking for?
Well, it's really going to be, I think, someone who is mid-40s and up, simply because you've got to see your own mortality. You're not sufficiently motivated. And sadly, these days, you still have to have financial resources, because none of this is being paid for by insurance companies.
Right.
None of it is really inexpensive. There are some things you can do that are quite inexpensive or free. We can talk about those. But there's a whole bunch of things that are available now and coming down the line that are kind of like the original computer, the original electronic watch. Everything's really expensive in the beginning, and we're at the beginning. Mm-hmm.
What is going to be different about Da Vinci 50 and this Envision EMI company you had? By the way, I'm looking, you did that for 30 years. You were working with the youth, but over 800,000 participants. So you're not new to events. As a matter of fact, you were one of the largest event businesses in the U.S. with over $150 million in annual revenue. This is something you're very familiar with. So it's very personal to you because of where you're at in your life and your age. And you're going, I want more life. I want super aging. So, I mean, this is like nothing new to you as far as doing these events. You've really got something good here, by the way. I can't wait to go.
Well, I got to tell you, and we'd love to have you, the thing that makes the old business and the new business the same is connecting genius with high achievers. The difference is now the high achievers are adults, and for the rest of my professional life, they were young people dealing with young people issues, such as life success skills, leadership, career interests. And now we've shifted into adults and their interest in living a longer and healthier life. Mm.
All right, we've got one more segment. Guess what? You know, I'm going to say one thing.
Wow, I feel good.
Yeah, that's what I want to feel for a long time. I want to feel good. A little James Brown, good way to take a break. We're talking with Richard Rossi, Da Vinci 50. It's a mastermind coaching program, thedavinci50.com on the web. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll be right back.
I feel nice. Sugar and spine.
Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So in the commercial break, he's like, I was on that fishing trip. And then I go and I look at his picture. Sure enough, we went fishing together in Alaska, Richard Rossi. It's just too funny how small a world it is. And so great to talk to you again. Isn't that fantastic, right?
Yes, it is.
Doesn't happen every day. Well, you know what? God bless you, man. I love what you're doing. By the way, let's just clarify. The website, you can get to the Mastermind series, Da Vinci 50, either way through superaging.com. Or Da Vinci, DAVINCI, and the numbers 50. So DaVinci50.com. Either way, superaging.com or Da Vinci 50 with a 50. And you can find out the first mastermind is coming up in April. And you might want to go to the website and take a look. I'm just going to scroll down and look at some of the other people I might have gone fishing with. I happen to love fishing. Let's see here. There's a lot of really interesting people. Matter of fact, talk about some of the what are you calling them? You have a name for them. Grandmasters.
Well, Yep, that's right. They're our grandmasters. They're our mentors.
Give me a few of them that, you know, besides Dave Asprey, who I happen to love. He's just a wild man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the one that's in the news a lot these days is David Sinclair, who is a professor at Harvard. He authored a book called Lifespan, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To. And he was named one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People in the World. And he's going to come in and coach us on a number of techniques that he's developed to significantly increase healthy lifespan. The other person that's amazing is George Church, another professor at Harvard. And what George Church does is he actually influences your whole body's systems at a very basic level. And he's one that's going to have things that will be helpful to us in 5 or 10 years, but they will be incredibly dramatic, allowing us to avoid or to cure chronic diseases. So those are just two examples, but each one of the masters is the biggest name in their particular area of science and medicine.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And how can people, you know, start, dare I say, biohacking their bodies for dramatically extended lifespan, as far as you call it, super aging? Is there any advice you can give them in our last 2 minutes of, you know, just follow me here and maybe you can help people?
Well, I'll go real fast. First, let me give you the bad news, which is you can't get away from the big four, which are sleep, nutrition, stress control, and exercise.
Yep.
And those really are foundational. I will say, however, they'll make you healthier.
Yep.
They won't necessarily have you live longer lifespan. They'll get you to your full lifespan, whatever that was going to be.
Right.
Here are a couple of things you can do that cost nothing. The first is don't eat so many hours a day, something called timed eating. Instead of eating all the time, pick an 8-hour period, pick a 6-hour period, only eat then. We're finding that incredible things happen to the body when you're not eating,
right,
in terms of the body actually healing itself.
No, and it's the 8-hour diet, and the author of that was the Men's Health editor-in-chief, and I happen to agree with you 100%.
And the other thing I would say is, what do you eat? And where a lot of the smart money, and you can write this down, is something called the cyclical keto diet. And if you go online and you just Google that, you'll see what it is. But it's one of the healthiest diets in terms of cancer prevention, healing the body, et cetera, et cetera. And then the last thing I'd say is, if you've decided you want to really go wild, you can look up a drug called metformin, which is a 50-year-old diabetes drug that we're now finding out has incredible properties for increasing the natural life of people and anti-aging. And it's only $20 a month.
Love it. Superaging.com, DaVinci 50. All I can tell you is that you and I, we must keep talking. I want to live longer, brother. All right. Richard Rossi, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
We will go fishing again sometime as old, old men at 107. I'm going to put that on my calendar right now. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. That's about it for this week. Again, superaging.com. See you next week right here and for the next 50 or so years.
Hey, brother.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.